Non ce l'ho avanti sì. 那你觉得是什么？بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري يسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى that we are here now in the second day of Ramadan, and also with our second day of our tafsir, we've begun
And du'as in the Quran, which is something we did earlier, but we wanted to review it, inshallah, for our benefit and for everyone's benefit, to understand the power and the effect of these du'as. So, alhamdulillah, yesterday we spoke about Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Allah Ta'ala, give us goodness in this world and goodness in the hereafter. And we explained, and save us from the fire of Jahannam, right? This du'a is profound because it tells us that we are asking Allah, in reality, Allah, you give us from what you want, what you decide is best for us, but Allah, make it good and excellent for us. And it's a beautiful dua because no matter what comes down from Allah Ta'ala, you know there'll be goodness in it. This is the idea behind it. And I mentioned before yesterday about people are going for Hajj. And when you go for Hajj, this is the dua that you need to make, inshallah, in your tawaf, as well as make this dua, inshallah, after finishing the Hajj and during a Hajj, inshallah Ta'ala. Remember this and keep this in mind. Hajj, again, is not to show people or tell people I went for Hajj. May Allah forgive. But many of us have made that our intention. When we go for Hajj, we actually go with the niyyah to tell people we are Haji, or we come back feeling that we should tell people that we are Haji. In reality, there's such humility after Hajj, such humility, tawadu' after Hajj, that a person feels, Allah, what did I do? Right? Allah, was it accepted? Allah, was it maqbool or not? This is the feeling a person should have. So keeping this in mind, remember Hajj is not for showing people. Hajj is a major, the word Hajj itself in Arabic is from qasd, right? Al-qasd al-azim. It's a huge intention you made. Huge intention you made. Right, both bari iradat, right? You made such a big intention before Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I want, what is the intention behind the Hajj? Ya Allah, I want you. And Hajj comes from the word hujja, from proof. Because on the day of judgment, you can show Allah Ta'ala the Hajj. So keeping this in mind, inshallah, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana will help you, inshallah. That Allah Ta'ala make that Hajj hasana, a means of success in the hereafter, inshallah Ta'ala. So keeping this in mind, mashallah, we're going to continue with another dua in the Quran, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah. There's one dua prior to it, but it's more not really relevant to us for now, inshallah. Maybe another day we can discuss it, which is dua of Talut. Talut's army, there's like a whole thing, Rabbana afrigh alayna sabara. Someone said, you had that yesterday, right? MashaAllah. So that part is also important dua, but it has a bit more other context, which maybe we can cover in another time, inshallah. We're going to talk about the dua at the end of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا وَأَخْطَأْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا. I find it, subhanAllah, it is one of the greatest gems of the Qur'an. This dua is one of the greatest gems of the Qur'an. It is remarkable. This is from those remarkable du'as, the Prophet ﷺ. This is something Rasulullah ﷺ received, not on this world, but when he went for Mi'raj. As you might know famously, Nabi ﷺ received the 5 times daily prayers when he went for Mi'raj, as well as the Prophet ﷺ receiving these ayat of the Qur'an. Okay, these ayat are so remarkable. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one time reveals it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he went up for Mi'raj, and another time Allah ta'ala sends down angels. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith says, these angels that have come down today have never come down on this earth before. He's telling the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that these angels that have come down today are angels that have never come down before. And they say, Ya Rasulullah, what are they coming with? They come back with لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the ending of Surah Al-Baqarah. It's a profound part. It's a deep part. There's so much behind it. It has a deep connection to the beginning of the surah, because end of Surah Al-Baqarah has a connection to the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah. You'll notice this, inshallah, when you read the Quran, how intertwined and how interlinked and how well formed is the Quran. Every surah is connected to another surah. And every surah in itself is connected beginning and end, middle throughout, so many different ways. In the beginning of the Quran, for example, we said, ذَٰلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is the book in which there's no doubt in it, right? So hearing this, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala starts to, what does he do? Before the dua, there's an ayah which shakes us to our foundation. You said in the beginning of Baqarah, oh Allah, this book is something which I have no doubt in. So Allah Ta'ala says something at the end to shake you a little bit, to see how much you really believe in that. What does Allah Ta'ala say? لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. To Allah belongs. It is Allah's possession, the heavens and the earth. وَإِن تُبُدُوا. And if you were to reveal مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, what is in yourselves, أو تُخْفُوهُ, or you conceal it in yourself. What does the ayah say? If you make i'lan, or if you make khafi, if you tell people about it, or you keep it in your heart, whatever is there, يُحَاسِبُكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take it to task on the day of judgment. Allah will make hisab of this on the day of judgment. My beloved brothers and elders in Islam, subhanAllah, there are certain things that happen in our hearts and our minds we can never expose to anyone. We cannot even tell our wives. We cannot tell our parents. We'd be so shy and ashamed. Not even our closest friends know what happens in our minds. Certain haram things we thought about, certain evil things we thought about, so many things we thought about. No one knows, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. This is how deep it is. Not even these two angels on the sides have written it down because they never heard it. تُبُدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ, whatever you reveal, أو تُخْفُوا, or whatever you conceal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will make hisab of it on Qiyamah. I ask you, subhanAllah, how are you going to survive? On Qiyamah, how are you going to survive? If Allah that takes everything to task, how could you survive? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if you and I are thinking about this, Sahaba heard this ayah, came to Rasulullah started to panic. They came to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say, Ya Rasulullah, كُلِّفْنَا مَا نُطِيقُ الصَّلَاةَ وَالصِّيَامَ وَالصَّدَقَةَ. O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we were given tasks and responsibilities by Allah. We were given amana by Allah which we could handle. We could pray. We could fast. We could give sadaqah. This is stuff we can do. But an ayah came down, and قَدْ أُنزِلَتْ عَلَيْكَ الْآيَةَ مَا لَا نُطِيقُ. An ayah just came down on you that I can't control my thoughts. I can't control my heart. I can't control the feelings inside. Ya Allah, how can I? Ya Rasulullah alayhi sallam, how will I survive? Nabi sallallahu alayhi sallam, he said something so profound. Because you all know, mashallah, he's come down with the whole thing. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi sallam, looking at the shaking and the shivering of his sahaba. The sahaba literally, the hadith says in Bukhari, they fell down, right? Baraku ala rukab. They fell down to their knees, saying, Ya Rasulullah, please help us. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi sallam said, will you say like how the people of the book said? Would you say how Ahlul Kitab have said, Sami'na, we listen, wa asayna, we disobey? Are you going to say we listen or disobey? Sami'na wa asayna? The Prophet said, Walakin qulu, Sami'na wa ata'na. Right, so then they said, Ya Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, we are not like the people of the book. Sami'na wa ata'na, ufranaka rabbana, wa ilayka al-masir. Oh Allah, we listen and we obey. We want your forgiveness, Ya Allah, and to you is our return ultimately, right? Beautiful response Sahaba radiallahu anhu gave. I want you all to remember it. As soon as Rasulullah finishes the ayah, he says, فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah forgives who He wants. وَيُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah punishes whoever He wants. وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah can do because He's Allah. You have to remember it, my brothers in Islam. Many times we become, like we act with Allah like customer service. You know customer service? No, you know, no one's drinking from Starbucks. I know, mashallah. We all boycotting, mashallah. But back then, once upon a time, you go up there and be like, this pumpkin spice latte is not the way I want it. You should put one extra pump of sugar and things like that. You go and complain to them. You know, many times, subhanAllah, our dua from Allah. Ya Allah, I know you gave me this kid, Ya Allah, but I don't really like him the way he is. Allah, Allah, to forgive all of us. We are like this customer service with Allah. Allah, to hamara rabhi. Allah is our Lord. He's not someone you go to for customer service. You ask Allah, and Allah that says, I will give if I want. And I will decide if I want. That's Allah's choice. He's Allah. You must remember this. Wallahu ala kulli shayin qadir. When the Sahaba heard this part, they said, Ya Rasulullah, sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. Allah Ta'ala says, Aman al-Rasul. Allah Ta'ala says, right after this, the messenger has believed. Bima unzil ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. Allah Ta'ala says, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has believed in everything that was sent down to him. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is before Allah in Mi'raj. Allah Ta'ala is saying, Aman al-Rasul. The messenger has believed. While Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is up there in Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala says, wal mu'minun. This is the part that you and I take pride in, mashallah. If you believe in these parts and you accept Allah's decree and decision, Allah Ta'ala says, when He said to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the messenger has believed. The messenger is a believer. The believers are also believers. Amana Rasul bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi wal mu'minun. Every believer, mashallah, that says he has given, Allah himself is giving shahada to the iman. Allahu Akbar. Allah is giving testimony. He's saying, I bear witness that they are Muslims. Kullun amana billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubi wa rusuli. All of them believe in Allah. Allah, they believe in the messenger, the angels. They believe in the prophets and they believe in the books, right? These are the four parts of iman. At the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, we said, yu'minuna bil ghaib. They believe in the unseen. In the beginning of Baqarah is, they believe in the unseen. What is the unseen? Allah, the angels, the messengers and the books. The beginning mentions what you have to believe in general. At the end of Baqarah, Allah mentions it in detail, right? Subhanallah. In the hereafter, in the wahum bil akhirati hum yuqinun. In the beginning of Baqarah, Allah talks about believing in the hereafter. And now you find out what it means to believe in the hereafter. You gotta be comfortable with hisab. You gotta be comfortable with hisab. No one gets away from it in this world. You and I, subhanAllah, are worried about our hisab. Subhanallah, you and I will be grateful to see that the punishment of these zalimeen, these oppressors, what they did to our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, you and I will be grateful to see the punishment in the hereafter. No one gets away from Allah. That hisab will come on the day of judgment, will equalize and make everything back onto its norm again. Allah Ta'ala will flatten and ruin the people that were people of ruin in this world. And Allah Ta'ala will great make those people who are great in this world, inshallah ta'ala. It's a reality. You have to worry about qiyamah. So keeping this in mind, this ayah comes down. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُولِهِ. And so then we don't separate from any of the messengers. At the end of the first juz, what do you say? What is it? قل آمنا قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. At the end of the beginning of the end of the first juz, Allah Ta'ala says we don't separate from any of them. At the end of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala says we don't separate from any of them. Right, mashallah. At the end of the second juz, you talk about Talut and his army. They say some profound, amazing things. But this is an army of submission. Their army of submitting, listening and submission. Sami'na wa ata'na. So what happens in this ayah? وَقَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. It's the exact same thing, mashallah. Earlier in the surah, Allah Ta'ala criticized Bani Israel because they said, سَمِعْنَا وَعَصَيْنَا. We listen and we disobey. And Allah Ta'ala praises us and says, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. There's so many places throughout. I'm literally giving you just the snippet, mashallah. You're not going to find this on TikTok. It's probably going to get banned in a couple of days anyways, right? Whatever. The thing is that, subhanAllah, there are many things, mashallah, throughout the surah. Definitely not enough time. When the Sahaba said, قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَطَعْنَا, they say, Allah, wufranak, we listen and we obey. May Allah forgive us as Muslims. I want to remind everyone, you and I hear the hukum of Allah. We hear the command of Allah. We hear the decision of Allah. We hear the Sharia says this, this, and this. We hear about traveling, this is the rule. We hear about marriage, this is the rule. We hear about talaq, this is the rule. We hear about riba, this is the rule. But many times, subhanAllah, we hear, but we don't obey. Hum to sab sunte hain. Lekin ye taat wo dusri cheez hai. We listen, everyone listens. But when it comes to actually obeying, we don't obey. This is our issue here. Who are we closer to? Are we closer to Bani Israel or the Sahaba Kiram of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? So we need to remind ourselves, my brothers and sisters in Islam, you listen to the command and you obey the command. And you tell yourself, I will obey the command. Ghufranaka Rabbana. At the end of the day, Ya Allah, I'm looking for your forgiveness. Wa ilayka al-masir. And to you, Ya Allah, is my return. At the end of the day, who are you going back to? You must remind yourself. Why do you commit a sin? Because of this girl. Because of my friends. Because of my family. Because of this, this, and this, right? From brother Jacob and sister Rebecca, whatever it is. Everyone commits a sin for someone else. Who do you go back to at the end? Who do you go back to at the end? Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Allah, we go back to you. That's all it is. Don't worry about other people. In the middle, they're just details. The main part is the conclusion. When you go back before Allah, how will you stand before Allah? So what does Allah Ta'ala say? He praises the Sahaba and then he says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah Ta'ala said, also my Sahaba, you thought me, you know, you thought Allah, Allah is saying, you thought that I would take you to task for things you can't control? That a thought will come in your mind and then you have to pay for it, right? You thought about some amazing, attractive 100 out of 10 girl or something like that. And you're like, oh no, Allah Ta'ala will punish me for this. You thought Allah Ta'ala will punish you for that? No, what are you responsible for? Allah says he never burdens the soul with more than it can handle. Whatever you have to do, you have to do. So what will Allah take you to task for? He'll take you to task for your actions. لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَا اكْتَسَبَتْ. Whatever actions you've done,
whatever intentions you made. These are the most important things. If you intended, subhanAllah, may Allah ta'ala, may give us understanding. But if you intended to commit a sin, and then you found out that you broke your leg, okay? Who stopped you? Did you stop yourself? Who stopped you? Allah ta'ala stopped you, okay? That's not you, mashallah, being a strong, courageous, brave guy. That's you getting lucky. That's from taqdeer. Many of us, subhanAllah, are prevented by from guna, from Allah ta'ala being nice to us. But what happens? Because you made the intention, the ulama say, you'll get one sin for it. Because you had the full intention to commit the sin, and then it happened where Allah ta'ala prevented you from in the middle. But in reality, the sin was there before you. You would have done it had it not been like that. May Allah save us. But what happens to a person who tries to commit a sin in their mind? And they say, you know, I want to go. And they want to move forward towards it. And they think about the haram. They say, it's on my phone. It's on my laptop. It's here and there. And they're thinking about it. Oh, but I'm fasting. I can't do it. Oh, Allah will ask me on Qiyamah. I can't do it. All these different feelings come, right? You stop yourself when you were thinking about haram, Allah will give you a hasana. Allah will give you an ajr because you stopped yourself from haram. MashaAllah, you could literally be sitting, you know, America, MashaAllah, the fitna is ajeeb, right? In Bangladesh, MashaAllah, I felt good. Every woman's covered. And I didn't need to really keep my gaze low because who's really outside anyways, right? MashaAllah, they don't understand. SubhanAllah, out here, MashaAllah, they're looking for a day, right? Americans are looking for a day that's hot enough that you can take off their clothes. Ajib people, subhanAllah. There were once upon a time where people thought izzah and respect was having clothes. In America, exact opposite, subhanAllah. In the summertime, subhanAllah, a child is walking around, mashallah. And what has happened? He sees the subhanAllah, tabarakAllah, mashallah outside, right? And he's looking in that direction like, whoa, wow. 10 out of 10, wow, right? No, man. The more khabith she is, the more close she is to zero. The more khabith she is, the more close she is to zero. If she's letting you look, she's letting every other dog look, okay? I have a nice expression in Urdu, but I don't want to say it right now because it might be too offensive. Okay, so the thing is that, subhanAllah, keep this in mind, that when you see this, mashallah, and you keep your gaze low, and you control yourself, for every time you did that, mashallah, you get ajr. And every time you walk out with your eyes low, you get ajr. Allah Ta'ala made this deen so beautiful. Then when you see that, subhanAllah, people are taking riba, and you tell yourself, no, I cannot take riba, you get ajr for it. Laha ma kasabat wa alayha ma iktasabat. Allah Ta'ala says, whatever you've done, I'll give you. Whatever you haven't done, I won't take you to task for it. Then at the end of the dua is what Allah already said. He's only going to test us according to our burden. Rabbana la tu'akhidna. This is the dua, right? This is the part everyone needs to remember. What is the dua teaching us? Oh Allah, don't take us to task. In nasina wa akhtana. This is the part you need to remember. Oh Allah, don't take us to task if we forgot. If we forgot. Oh, akhtana, if we made a mistake, ya Allah, don't take us to task. Allah already told you He's not going to take you to task. Why are you asking now? Because Allah that said, it is my job to not take you to task. But the slave's job is to always ask Allah. Because why did Allah that say He's not going to take you to task? Does Allah need to? Allah doesn't need to do anything for anyone. Allah can decide whatever He wants. That's what Allah we learned in the beginning. What we need to remind ourselves is this, that whether Allah that said or not, my job as a slave is to ask Allah. Rabbana la tu'akhidna in nasina wa akhtana. Allah, I made a mistake, ya Allah. Don't take us to task. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna. Allah, don't give us a burden. Kama hamaltahu, like you gave the burden. Ala alladhina min qablina, like you gave to the people before us. Allah, I don't want to be like the Yahud and Nasara. What happened to them? They were people, sami'na wa asayna, right? They disobeyed. You know why the difficult things came down on Bani Israel? It's not because Allah Ta'ala is giving it as a wisdom for them, as like a nice gesture. Allah gave it to them as a punishment. That you are people who are disrespectful, so Allah that made deen so hard for them. That Allah that made life miserable for them. You know how it is for the Sabbath for these people? You know the Saturday for these people? They can't touch like any electronics, nothing. They are such ajeeb people, they can't even push the button on the elevator. I'm not even lying. They can't use any electronics, nothing. Rabbi Susan shuts off her phone every Saturday morning. Alhamdulillah Rabbil. Like, you know, the thing is that they can't. MashaAllah, you never have a restriction. We have no restriction so much that even in Jumu'ah, even the khutbah, we're still typing on our phones. SubhanAllah. Please turn off your phone during Jumu'ah, right? May Allah give us understanding. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna. Allah, don't give us a burden like the people from before us. You must understand the import of this dua. Ya Allah, I am gunagar. When you make this dua, Allah, I am a sinner. Allah, I've made mistakes. And I made mistakes after mistakes. And I continue to make mistakes. Ya Allah, don't give me something I can't handle. Rabbana wa la tuhammilna. And Allah, don't overburden us. Don't give us a burden. Ma la taqata lana bi, that which we have no power on. This is the dua. This is the dua for everyone that we come into Ramadan as sinners. As gunagar, we come into Ramadan. We made mistakes, so make this dua. Allah, don't give us that task. Don't give us that burden. Don't give us that hardship. Wa'afu anna. Erase it, Ya Allah. Erase it. You have a book of deeds, right? How embarrassing will it be that Sister Rebecca keeps coming up in our book of deeds? On Qiyamah, you say, Allah, erase it from the book. So you open the book and you start looking. Where is it? It's gone. Allah, wa'afu anna. Erase it. Waghfir lana. Allah, don't mention it. This is ghufran. Ghufran in Arabic is for covering something. Oh Allah, I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear it. On Qiyamah, don't let anyone know. Warhamna, and Allah, give us mercy like you give to those people who are good. You say, Allah, forgive me, cover it up, and Ya Allah, don't let anyone even notice a difference in the mercy. Because what happens, right? When a parent, right, you have like three kids, and one of the kids is like the, you know, the bad, right? He does all the wrong things, right? So then you treat the for two kids nice, and even though you forgave the third one, you know, a little bit of quality went down, right? Quality control, right? So you reduce how much you do to him. You were saying to Allah, Ya Allah, I'm a sinner, but I don't want a difference in mercy. I want the mercy that you give to the good people. وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا أَنْتَ مَوْلَانَا Allah, you are a guardian. You are a mola. You are my mola, Allah. You are my mola, Allah. You are the one who's supposed to guard me and take care of me and protect me and provide for me, Allah. I can't. Who else am I supposed to go to? This is the dua you make. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters, if you commit a sin and you have to go to the fire of Jahannam, who can save you? Who can save you? Who can save you? Say, Allah. He is your mola. Go to him with this dua. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Help us against the disbelieving people. This last part is very important. I summarize it in 1 minute very quickly. Number one is that physically Allah, give us strength over the disbelievers. You may not believe it, but I tell you, look at the last 100 years. How much corruption has become in the world? Because the kafir has become ghalib in the world. Because the disbeliever has become dominant in the world. Look how much corruption has come in the world. People are looking at the luxury that you have, mashallah. You have some comfort here. But look at the azab that's been given to thousands upon thousands, millions of people in this world. Because the kafir has become on this, in the world and power. Give us control over them again, Ya Rabbal Alameen. You don't understand this, because why? Because we think, what do Muslims do? I tell you, no matter how Muslims were quote-unquote bad in the world, still, subhanAllah, there was justice and adl. Still, Palestinian children could eat their food. But such people we have in this dunya, they won't even let children eat anymore. Ajeeb. فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ Remember this when you make this dua. And Ya Allah, don't give us a life like that disbeliever. Because this is what it is, right? We're living in this country. Protect your iman. I tell you, protect your iman. These people have inserted their lives into our life. This is not because of their effect on our life. Our Islam has become weak. Make this dua, Ya Allah, protect us from the disbelieving people. Don't let their life mix with my life. I don't want it, Ya Allah. This is the beautiful dua. What does Allah say after every single one? You know, when you read this dua, Allah's talking to you. When you say each part of this dua, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ وَرَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْ Allah says, قَدْ فَعَلْتُ I did it. Allah says, after every single one, I did it. I did it, I did it. Every time you say this dua, Allah is responding to you every single time. May Allah grant us tawfiq, inshallah. Allow us to use this dua, inshallah. Use it regularly and make dua for our own sins, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Forgive the entire Ummah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Forgive all the believers from the beginning to the end of time, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.